As you all know, Azim is from Afghanistan. And the reason that we took action, military action in Afghanistan, was because of what was going on there. Because, among other things, it wasn't safe for minority groups. The fact is that it still isn't safe for minority groups, even in Kabul. And yet we have a hypocritical policy that says it's bad enough to take military action, but not so bad that the government can't seek to deport and remove people from vulnerable minority groups against their will back to that country. That isn't acceptable, that sort of hypocrisy, and we must campaign against it. These sort of removals are inhumane at the best of times. But in this case, and it's not the only case that I have to deal with, but it's the case that we have here, and I'm very proud of the fact that Azim has been willing, at some cost to himself, to allow his personal details and his situation to become public. But these sort of removals are inhumane, because here we have someone who came here as a child, at their most vulnerable, a stranger in a foreign land, who has not only learnt the language, but applied himself to study, and has been able to achieve the admission to this university to study for a subject where this country and his home country are desperately short. We should be supporting that sort of action, supporting someone like Azim, not seeking to have a government persecute him and seek to threaten him with removal. That's why this sort of case is so important. Many of you know Azim and his wife. A more gentle, humane, rational, pleasant person you couldn't imagine. And clearly, we ought to support people in his situation who want to stay here at least to complete their studies, who now have a family. But it's not just about him. It's about people who don't get the publicity that he has, who don't necessarily have the intellect and personality that he has, that also need our protection, hundreds of whom are detained and imprisoned in Campsfield House, just a few miles from here, just a few miles from this centre of culture, from this centre of internationalism, at Campsfield House, which is a stain, I think, on British society. How we treat people who are guests in this country, who are visitors to this country, and are here as refugees or asylum seekers seeking the protection of this country, is a sign of our civilization. But far too much in the media, and I'm afraid now increasingly in politicians, being tough on immigrants, being tough on asylum seekers, is a sign of political machismo. Machismo that is measured by the number of removals and the amount of misery inflicted on people. That is unacceptable, and since 1997, I found myself, to my surprise, voting against no fewer than 6 different measures, each tougher than the one before, as an attempt to clamp down on a problem that we don't really have, that doesn't really exist. We take in this country a tiny fraction of the number of people seeking asylum in the world. And what sort of sign is it to those Southern Hemisphere countries, the poor countries, who have hundreds, in fact thousands of the numbers of refugees and asylum seekers that we have here, for us to seek to clamp down in the way we do? It's unacceptable. And those politicians who argue for quotas don't understand that quotas are for fish, they're not for human beings, and it's unacceptable that we should put a limit on the amount of humanity that we offer people in the world when we use the suffering in the world to justify sometimes unacceptable foreign policy. We have to show that our home policy is acceptable and is ethical, and frankly at the moment it isn't. I'd like to finish by thanking you for coming here, for explaining that what I'm going to do on the instruction of Azim's lawyers is contact the Immigration Minister Des Brown and let him know how much support there is not only here among the students of Oxford, but actually by the fact of my election and re-election, if nothing else, by the people of Oxford, and put down a motion in Parliament for other MPs, I hope of all parties, to sign, supporting Azeem in his stand, but also saying that it's not just about him, but it's about other people. And I urge you, however you vote, to make sure in the forthcoming election that you vote, and you make it clear when you vote to the candidates that you're not going to stand for political parties who do go vote chasing, and there's no doubt there's huge numbers of votes in it, on appearing tough on the vulnerable. We don't find it acceptable against people in this country when they're vulnerable, and we shouldn't single out foreigners for persecution and for harsh policies. So I'm prepared to stand with you in all weathers against what's happening at Campsfield and against the policies that threaten the liberty and freedom and educational future of people like Azeem. Thank you for coming. I think this is a battle we will win, and we must win.